Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Still by instruction, Isaiah chapter 41, from verses 9 to 11, quickly. You whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from these farthest regions and said to you, you are my servant, now you are my son, because in the New Testament we are sons. Glory be to God in the highest. I have chosen you and have not cast you away. Fear not. For I am with you. Be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. Glory be to God in the highest. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Come on, meditate on that for 1 minute. I will strengthen you. I will help you, saith the Lord. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Fear not. Do not be dismayed. Verse 11. Behold, all those who are incensed against you, who were and who are, they are in trouble already. All those who were incensed against you, shall be ashamed. They will be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. They shall be as nothing. In the name of Jesus. All those who strive with you, all those who strive with you, shall perish. In the name of Jesus. This is the Bible. I'm instructed to pray with this. Striving is that those who are obstinate, those who have made up their minds, those who have covenanted to stop you, I mean, that's their destruction. Because when God has not stopped you, you cannot be stopped. They'll just destroy themselves. So all who strive with you shall perish. Malababa, in Jesus' name we pray. It gives me great pleasure to continue with where I stopped last Wednesday. I want to read from the book of, I'll start from chapter 4 of the book of Mark, just repeating what we did on Wednesday, and I'll take a little further. On the same day, verse 35, when the evening had come, Jesus said to them, let us cross over. He said something, let us cross over. Glory be to God in the highest. On your destiny journey, you will always be crossing over in Jesus' name. No, they didn't hear me here. I say, on your destiny journey, on your life journey, you will never have any stagnation in Jesus' name. You will always cross over in the name of Jesus. Because that journey is from glory to glory. Glory be to God in the highest. Hallelujah. That's the Bible. That's God. The kingdom of God is like a man that planted a seed and went to sleep and came back and went, but it has grown. I say you will never be stagnated in the name of Jesus. Crossover in the name of Jesus. Come and say, I can never be stranded. In the name of Jesus. Come and say, like I said it. Never be stranded in the name of Jesus. Say, I'm head, I'm not here. Above only never beneath. Glory be to God in the highest. So he said, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along the boat as it was, and other little boats, boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. Glory be to God in the highest. Oh, I have a witness in my spirit, man. Somebody, that's why you came here today. Yeah, that's why you came. And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Wow. I can feel it in somebody's life. In the name of Jesus. But Jesus said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? That's our Jesus. Now, the story is simple. Jesus gave a word. Like we have been saying, what has God said? What has God said? He gave a word. He said, let us cross over to the other side. And of course, they heeded immediately. They got into the boat and they started going. But see, the good thing they did, they took Jesus with him. He says, take the name of Jesus with you. Because his name is as good as him. He says, you go in my name. So we may not carry him in person now, but we carry him in his authority. He said, go in my name. So take the name of Jesus with you. Come on. Child of sorrow and of woe. That is, if you're not a Christian, it will joy and comfort give. Take it wherever you go. Precious name, precious name. Hallelujah. Oh, how hope of earth and joy of heaven. Hallelujah. Precious name. Oh, how sweet hope of earth and joy. So they took Jesus along with them, and Jesus was resting on the stand. Then suddenly, from nowhere, a great Bible language. So I'm not exaggerating. A great windstorm arose. Could that be the situation you're going through today? The fact that a windstorm is arising does not mean that Jesus has not spoken. Does not mean that God has not given his word and his promise. The devil is just trying to get you to doubt what God has started in your life. But I'm here to say to you that he's a liar. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I say he's a liar. The devil is a liar. He knows he's a liar. He knows God knows he's a liar. But you have to know that he's a liar. And so the great wisdom came and it was like the boat was going to sink. And when they could not handle it, they ran to Jesus, which was okay. What was bad was what they said. Don't you care that we die? Who is talking death? What we heard was crossover. Where is death coming from? So any thought of death in this hall, I arrest in the name of Jesus. And I expel, even by the blood of the Lamb, I say in the name of Jesus, I arrest, I say, go! In the name of Jesus. So they came to him, they woke him up and said, hey, don't you care? You know, he didn't give attention to what they said because he didn't say what they are saying. All he said is crossover. So God, Jesus would rather see you over there. Not death, but crossing over. Come on, I say crossover. I say crossover. I don't know what is dead in your life or what is dying in your life, whether it's your dream, whether it's your vision, whether it's your, whatever it is. I say it's a lie of the devil. You are crossing over in the name of Jesus. And then Jesus got up. So what did he do? He faced the wind. What was the cause of the problem? The wind. So he said, come on. He rebuked the wind. And he spoke to the sea. Stop the agitation. Peace. Be still. Can I address somebody's mind right now? In the name of Jesus. I'll say it again. Peace. And the Bible said there was a great calm. Then he said to them, how come you are this fearful? I mean, why are you so fearful? How come you have no faith? Now, these words were deliberate. If we are full of fear, then you are totally devoid of faith. If you are full of fear, you are empty of faith. Fear and faith don't dwell together. They don't. So if there are areas of your lives where you have fear, please let there be a turnaround today. In the name of Jesus. So we rebuke every fear. In the name of Jesus. Quickly, the next scripture, because I want to cover this ground as I can, as quickly as I can today. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody's mind is struggling with his spirit. Reality is hitting you, but your mind is arguing. And if you have the power, you slap your mind. You're wondering if this is true, but you can see that it is true. And you're feeling strange, aren't you? You think, so I should drop this and believe what? That's exactly what I'm saying. You should believe what God is saying. You have to believe what God is saying. You don't have a choice in the matter. Now, I'm not making a general call. Where's the person? Quickly, quickly, quickly. It's such an argument for you. Glory be to God. I knew the person would be instant. I just knew it. I knew it. So I agree with you now in the name of Jesus. Oh, the devil is a liar. So I say, believe God. Believe God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Believe God. Believe God. Believe God. In the name of Jesus. Receive life in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Can somebody just help me? One of the pastors, just help me as they come. If they're still coming, just help me pray with them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, sorry. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the highest. I'll read quickly from verse 4, I believe. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. How come you Christians talk about God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit? God did not have a wife, so he didn't have a son. Okay, I hear you. So you have three gods? No, we have one God. So your lack of understanding is the problem you're arguing. Or is the reason you're arguing? God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit is one God in three offices. And because God will not shoot himself, will not against himself, will not work against himself, man had authority on earth, and God decided it from the word go. God the Father or the Godhead decided it, and so man, he gave man authority, and the devil came and, come on, got man confused, and man lost it to the devil. So you think God will come down and fight him as God the Father? Then God will come as a man to deal with him. Because it's man that has authority. God has spoken. Man has dominion. God will not come and wrestle with the devil anymore. No, you are not the devil, you are a man. God will not come and wrestle with the devil anymore. No, 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 no. So it will take a man to come and take it. So God became a man and he walked like a man on the earth. And he left everything Godhead. He behaved like a man. And a man must be anointed by the Holy Ghost to deal with the devil. He was anointed by the Holy Ghost. And he came and destroyed the devil. Come on, it's the same God. So don't come teach anything contrary. And say, hey, they are calling Holy Ghost God. What is he? Is he a man? Is Holy Spirit an a man? Oh, okay. Is he a beast? He's God. He's God the Spirit. Jesus Christ said, I will come. He said, look, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If any man hears me and opens the door, I will come in with my Father and make that place our home. Anybody here? Head is knocking. Anybody? So even if you don't want to answer, can you see that? You know why? You couldn't have been born again if you didn't hear the knocking. And if you heard it and you didn't open, there was no way you could have been born again. Anybody again here today? You see what I mean? Anybody again here today? If you're born again, come be bold about it. Say, yes, I'm born again. Yes, that means that you have opened the door of your heart to him and he has come into it. Is somebody hearing me today? That means that he's living inside of you. Now, the question is this. How is he living? Is he living as the Godhead? He jumped down and he entered. Or Jesus with his hand and leg just enter inside of you. But is he not there? Yes. How is he there? Spirit! Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You saw me ministering there and people are jumping up because I'm ministering in the power of the Spirit. I'm ministering in the name of Jesus. So it's like Jesus coming down to do what he has to do. How? You saw him jump down? No! His spirit is at work. Yeah? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah? Yeah? Glory be to God in the highest. Yeah? Yeah? Receive the name of Jesus. Yeah? 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 Cross over! In the name of Jesus. He has spoken. Whatever the devil is telling you lies over, make up your mind. Say, today, I am crossing over in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you? 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 Show the devil you have the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah! 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 In the name of Jesus. God has spoken. Let the church say. Hallelujah. He's one. Now, the next line says, you will love this God with all. Because if you don't, the devil will swing you in another direction. Love the Lord, the God, with all your heart. With all your... Come on, help me, yeah? And then with all your... When he says souls, that's your mind. So love him in the three realm of existence. Everything, not partially. Okay? And this word, which word? That he's one God and you must love him totally. That's the command. Remember when the rich young ruler went to Jesus, he said, hey, what will I do with inherited eternal life? Another one met him sometime and said, hey, you know what? Which is the greatest of the commandments? You know what Jesus said to them? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. See, and the second is like unto the first. Love your neighbor. He said, if you do this too, no ought against you. No law against you. No devil, no accusation. If you get this too, you'll be fooling every law of the Old and New Testament. Because they are completed in this too. No matter how religious you are, if your love for God cannot be quantified, and your love for humanity cannot be demonstrated, zero. So I can love God so much and I hate people because they are not coming to my church. It shows that I don't have anything. That doesn't mean that you condone what is wrong. But even the sinners have to be loved into salvation. For God so loved the Christians, of course not. For God so loved the world. Okay. Say, you will keep them, you will teach them diligently to your children, and you shall talk of them when you sit in your house. You will, come on, if it's total love, what else will be your topic of discussion? So what he's saying in effect is that, let this now become your natural conversation. You shall bind them on the signs of your hand, verse 8, and they shall be frontless before your eyes. You shall write them on the doors, posts of your house and on your gates. 10. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you. Huh, you can't be like this and not walk in the abundance of this covenant. Spiritually, emotionally, physically, you will walk in it. Amen. No, but it's true in the name of Jesus. You will prosper. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It says in your old age you still bear fruits. In the name of Jesus. Is the best thing that can happen to humanity to be in Christ. Okay, I'll finish it quickly. It says verse 10, because you love the, you know he's one and you love him with everything, and then of course you are mindful of this and you are keeping this commandment. It says, so it shall be. Can I boastfully in Christ Jesus say to someone, because you've made up your mind on this understanding of God, so it shall be. When the Lord, the Lord God, brings you into the land of which he swore that is covenanted to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful houses which you did, cities which you did not build. Can you see the covenant here? The work here, the labor here, particularly, is to love him. He will open lines of creativities for you. You will think what man cannot easily think. It says, eyes have not seen, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what the Lord has in stock. You will say what everybody has been saying, and they will say, we've never heard it before. You will wear what everybody has been wearing, they say, where did you get this one? I'll be wondering what is wrong with them. You will sing the same song that everybody is singing, and people will be, hey, Jesus. And you'll be wondering, what is this? You know what the difference is? You love God. You carry him in your spirit being. He's through you beckoning to the world and telling them, I love you and I'm here to save you. You see how did they say that? Come on, go and look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, 18, 19. See how God in Christ Jesus is beckoning to the world. And where is he? Right inside of you. I said, so you who are now born again, you who is now a new creature, say you, God has committed to you the ministry of reconciliation. How? Jesus has come to dwell inside of you. And that's why everything about you will be different. They will analyze your preaching. They will say, they can't see anything. They say, we cannot see the theology, the hermeneutics, the homiletics. And yet, we see Jesus. We see him practically in our lives, in our health, in our marriages, in our homes, affecting people everywhere we go. Is somebody ready? He says, and when you come to the land which he swore to your father, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give you, cities that you did not build, houses filled with all good things which you did not fear, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. And what hit me here is that when it comes to the covenant, it's not if, it's when. Can somebody hear me? It's not if, it's when. Pastor, can't you see the economy? It's not if, as far as I'm concerned. Except I forget I'm a covenant child of God. It's not if, it is when. So what am I to do now? Love the Lord your God with all. God, give me grace to love you. Not to be distracted by what is troubling everybody. So what do you do? All this. Hey, can't you see you are beginning to be affected by what is affecting everybody? Come on, Matthew chapter 6. Say, can't you see you are behaving like those unbelievers who have no God in this world? You are crying where they are crying. You are weeping where they are weeping. You are complaining where they are complaining. Say, but don't you know that your Father knows that what you have need of before you begin to even have the need of them? So let me tell you what to do. Jesus was speaking here, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Say, seek ye first. Hey, come on. Look, what should be your first consideration? Love the Lord with all. He said, now you seek ye first. The kingdom of what? And is? And all these things that are distracting others. Addition. I like addition. So if someone like to prove that it's by their power, no. It's not of him that will it, nor of him that run it. It's of God that shows mercy. Now mercy part is covenant. It's covenant. Are you ready for what is coming? I'm not talking of the suffering of the world. It's there. You will feel the heat, but you will cross over. I say in the name of Jesus, you are crossing over. God is good. Sometimes you don't know how. You see, he puts everything. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the fire now. Wow. You know, you are complaining about what you're doing. He says to let you know that he allows you to be in that, to be doing it right now. It's the phase of your life that is necessary. Who are you? Complaining badly about it. So all I want to say is enjoy it. It's for a reason. In the name of Jesus, enjoy it. It's for a reason. You will find it useful very soon. Ooh. Hallelujah. Ooh. Jesus. You see, what is giving you the most agony? That the natural thing is to make you complain and complain. But when the complaint turns to thanksgiving, Initially, you were the one that was trying to run away. Now the devil will be trying to see a way they can remove you quickly because that place will fit for you. You see what I mean? When you have eaten and you are full, so you will be full. In the name of Jesus. Then, beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Whatever bondage you are in today, in the name of Jesus, I command a total freedom. In the name of Jesus. Because you see, the next thing is this. So the question you are asking is, how can I really get to love this God this way? Because it is human to forget. That's why if you look at the way God has designed the system, things are done repetitively. Everything that matters in life are in repetitions. You sleep, you wake. With your wife, your husband, you see, you touch, you hold constantly. You talk, you communicate. There are exchanges. If you leave all these things, your children, you pat their head, you talk to them, daddy, mommy, child, love, regularly. If you allow this thing to stray for a while, everything that is important in life are repetitive. You eat, you excrete. You eat, you excrete. You breathe in, you breathe out. Everything is important. The same way with God. Why do we come to church all the time? Don't you have work to do? That's the most important aspect of your existence. Your creator. That's why he says, do not neglect the assembly of the brethren together. Don't assume that, no, I don't need them. Please, no matter what you know, gather for fellowship. Fellowship with my spirit and with one another. Regularly. Daily, renew your mind in the word. If you neglect the word will give you his own word, like Pastor Noble was saying. Had Jesus not been filled with the word, being the word himself, the devil would have got him to turn stone to bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the word of God is a daily thing, it's a weekly thing, it's an all the time thing. Come on, church. Because in the beginning was the word. The word created the system. So we've got to get into the word. I was telling him first service, I said, look, many Christians today, so-called Christians today, Orthodox and Pentecostal all alike, they believe more in what was said in Orioke than what the Bible says, in what that prophet came to tell them. Ishawulerikileri, what did you see? What did you hear? If what you see and what you hear don't collaborate with the word of God, it's not of God, it's of the devil. I don't care how long the robe is, how long the beard is, I don't care how much when they touch you, some as well 10 times, it doesn't matter. I'm not joking. If it's not in line and does not agree with the Bible, please, who are you impressing? This man came to my house, so he told me what has happened to me in 10 years, so, and so he now said I should go and buy a cow and be killing a cow every year. Then the blood of Jesus does not work for you anymore. It's the blood of cow. Can't you see how ignorant people are? He said, I should go and buy a chicken and I should make a sacrifice. Oh, Calvary is no more. It's chicken blood. The man who was hungry wanted to eat chicken. I'm not joking, no. I believe in somebody's liberation. What you hear from the people is not enough. You must go after the babas. Hey, but you went to church on Sunday. Hey, but this Baba always tell me, I'll just go and see him. Baba Kileri. Baba, what did you see? Say, you don't know, you are Jokobe. Yeah, there are some Baba in social place. If you go there, they will tell you what to do. When you do it, you see what happened to your house and your husband and your wife. If you go seek something from the devil, wait for what comes along with it. And don't come and trouble us in church. I'm not joking, no. On the other hand, it's not the Bible anymore. It's the man that died and went to hell and came back and he saw every Christian burning in hell. Christians are burning in hell. Your Bible tells you that Christians are burning in hell. I went to heaven. In heaven, Jesus has no time for them. I hear you. My Bible tells me that I won't need light there, that Jesus is my light. And then the Jesus that you see has no time for them. And you, so it's the book that the man wrote that is your Bible today. Come on, what kind of rubbish? And churches, we carry them. No more services in churches, so you will come to the fountain today. I went to heaven, and I went to hell, and there's a big gap between heaven and hell. Some people are suspended there forever. Then tomorrow, they'll carry him to another church. Tomorrow, another church. Tomorrow, they're not reading the Bible anymore. Come on, Joshua. For your life assignment, the reason for which you are created, take the children of Israel into the land of their promise and give them their portion. Hear me, Joshua. The only way you'll be successful is this. Do not let this book of the law, do not let the Bible, the word of God, depart out of your mouth. Communicate it with them day and night. Observe to do what is written there. You will have good success and prosper. I didn't get to where I am today by sending Baba. I will never send Baba in the name of Jesus. Yes, you too.
Oh, yes, sir.
Jesus is enough.
Yes.
If God can't do it by his word, if God cannot keep you, you think the devil can keep you? But when he says that this book of blessing shall not depart out of your, is it out of your mind? Out of your heart? If it's truly in your heart, it will come to your mouth. Because Jesus taught us that lesson. He said you cannot communicate except what you have in your heart. No matter how you pretend, after a while, what you have in your heart will come out. Out of the treasures of the heart, the mouth. So, no matter what they are calling your son to become, is it what they are saying or what you are saying? They are speaking the word of their own God. Speak the word of your own father over the same son. In the name of Jesus. And what I'm saying is this. It's not the time to say, when thou goest to the market, buyeth me oranges. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that let your everyday word be affected by the Bible you are reading. That's when your word will never fall to the ground, to produce results in the lives of your hearers, be them your employers or your subordinates, be the people you are ministering to. I mean, when they come anywhere, I feel the fire. Number two, we spoke in tongues. He that speaks in tongues or pray, or he that speaks in tongues, edifies himself. You see, you build spiritual structure, formidable structure that cannot be disturbed. Jude 20, beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying how? In the spirit. Paul said, I thank God, I pray in tongues for that. All of you. You must have spent a great deal of time. Shakata balabatun the brokosun the brebe bebe. Then he prayed with his understanding as well. When you do this, then you find yourself in the center of God's will and God's purpose. You hear God clearly. You will see him clearly. His instructions will be clear and precise. I see a great future for you. In the name of Jesus. When you are in this state, then please mind the little things. You may be looking for the big things, but because you are in the center of God's will, some small things will come out. And the kingdom of God is like a man that took the tiniest seed and planted. So watch out for the small things. I mean it. Believe in my minute. I mean it. Small things. Things that... David running to recover his whole family. He was an Amalekite slave. I mean, an Egyptian slave of the Amalekite. What had I got to do with pursuing this Amalekite? He gave attention to that. Just be nice. Just love God with everything. Onwara. Supernatural. I feel the fire. Sometimes you feel like shaking somebody with this fire. Hallelujah. You see, that's the way it works. Jesus is real. You know what? Why people are still saying, they will still be saying, these are tough. We will be celebrating you next year. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Fine. It won't be because things are not tough. Things will be tough. But God will still be God to the people. How will he do it? He needs people that he will use to meet their needs. You. This is what I'm talking about. If you say what they say and behave like they behave, how can he use you? I stop. It's a covenant keeping God. Tell your neighbor, I'm a covenant child of God. Say it like you mean it. Say it again. I'm a covenant child of God. I don't need to be told. I know I'm a covenant child of God.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odikoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.